Marty, I'm bored. I'm gonna...
Well, we're hearing quite a lot of activity now. You can obviously hear the sirens. We've been told by the Israeli Defense Forces that they are prepared for a scenario. They warned that there would be sirens heard across Israel when these drones started to come in. We're also hearing the sound of explosions as well. We've seen a lot of what looked like air defense interception systems over Jerusalem. And we've heard explosions as well. Now, what exactly that is, we don't know. Many people have is whether or not these drones, another explosion there, whether these drones get through, whether they cause any damage, whether there is any loss of life, and what the reaction will be from the Israeli government and obviously the Israeli Defense Forces. The danger, of course, is that these drones do get through, they do cause damage, and then a very volatile, febrile situation escalates. Much further. The risk, of course, is that this heads towards a much wider regional confrontation, a regional war. But that's the situation here in Jerusalem. Unclear at the moment what is going on in other Israeli towns and cities.
Out of the past and into the present, into the dream of the future.
Good morning, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages. Today is Sunday, April 14th, 2024. I'm Luigi with the American Branch of the Pole News Network. We're going to talk about today. First, we're going to talk about email verification required. Then Iran launching missiles and drones on Israel. Then we'll talk about, is Bidenomics working? And for the finale, 40K, Warhammer 40K, added female Adaptus custodians. Female custodians! It's here, guys. This is so much better than the Iran missile conflict, isn't it? Woke 40K. Yay! Okay, awesome. I can't wait for the show today. Welcome! It's Sunday. So Lou's gonna try not to cuss. We'll see how far I get. I got halfway through the show last time. We're gonna get through a whole show one day, and today's gonna be that day. Thank you for joining me. Let's get started, shall we? First thread of the day. Email verification required on Biz. Biz. I don't know if anybody posts on Biz. Apparently Carl posts on Biz. Carl, a Biz poster? The web is unwoven, Carl. The web unweaves itself, Carl. You're giving me information about yourself when I know that you're a Biz poster, Carl. You're giving me innermost... You're giving me the view of your innermost cogs, Carl. I'm learning about you, you silly goose. You surf Biz? Yeah, okay, anyway. Biz is nothing but Pujits and scammers. That's what... Literally, go on Biz... Do the opposite of whatever Biz says, and I've said this so many fucking times, do the opposite of what Biz says, and you will make fucking money. You will make lots of money. Just do the opposite of what Biz says. Also, if you have a 4chan pass, you can bypass this. So just go get a 4chan pass today. 4chan passes are incredible and give you band protection. Not really, but kind of. So go get one today and you don't have to do the captcha anymore. It's kind of awesome and stuff. And you get less delay between posts and you can use VPNs and stuff like all the trannies. I don't know. The trannies do it. The Jews do it. Are you the cool kid that doesn't do it or something? I don't know. Do peer pressure, do it. We've had to issue 300 bans a week on Biz since January just for advertising and begging. Get fucked, Jannies. They do it for free. They do it for free. What? Who cares? Biz is shit. Biz is absolute shit. I don't even know where I was going with that other thing. I was going to say something, but it was probably just that Biz was shit. Biz is absolute crap. And the fact that only Poojeets and scammers post there leaves a bit to be desired, Carl. Let's go see if it got cleaned up a little bit. We got GME Triforce Edition. There was a time, even when the GME stuff was going down, there was not GME Generals. There was not GME Generals until it hit like $500. Then there was GME Generals because everyone lost their fucking minds. Everyone thought it was a scam because everything on Biz is a scam. funny. Stanley Cups. It does look better. Just scrolling, it feels better. It just feels better. It feels more organic, if that... Yeah, I don't even like saying that. It feels a little bit more organic. Just scrolling through and sucking it in with my brain hole. He sold it at the bottom. Oh, Bitcoin, that's what I was going to talk about. Bitcoin, that's where I was getting to. Bitcoin. Guys, I said Bitcoin. Everyone was... Dude, two weeks ago, I guarantee you it's 2 weeks. I will check the episode. 2 weeks, 1 month, 2 weeks, 1 month. Yeah, almost did it. 1 month. 1 month ago, on March 15th, I said in 2 weeks, Bitcoin would crash because there was no way in fucking hell it was going up to $150,000. Everyone in my chat, everyone was like, Bitcoin's gonna go so high. Bitcoin's gonna hit 150,000, Lou. Bitcoin's gonna go up and up and up. And you know what Lou kept saying over and over? No, it's gonna crash. It's gonna crash because that's what it always fucking does. And then it'll go back up again higher than it was before. That's my exact words. And I said it's gonna happen in 2 weeks. It was a joke. But here we are 4 weeks later and lo and behold, it's fucking crashing rock bottom. Get fucked. Carl says, Lou's coping that the April Fool's joke was a Biz joke. It's a good board, Lou Cope. You act like I've never posted there. I have posted there very rarely, but it's just shit, Carl. It's shit itself. Just like lots of 4chan is shit itself. Just like B is shit itself. I go to B and see a bunch of fucking minute anuses. Does that mean it's good, Carl? Does that mean there's not good shit in there? I could find good shit probably within the min anuses if I wanted to. I just don't want to. Likewise, I could trudge through Poojeet shit all day. I just don't find it entertaining, Carl. Luke says LGBT is unironically better. You know, I was going to do LGBT for my April 1st episode that Luke so graciously adorned the thumbnail of, but... all the threads were just basically self-harm and black pills. It was quite hilarious, actually. I wanted it to be funny, not my normal show. Miss Dreamy says, hopefully I'll finish that Bitcoin commission for me. Well, that would be very cool, Miss Dreamy. Do not feel in a rush to do that. But also, that's your fucking job, you fucking nigger. That's your job, you fucking nigger. Get to it. It's like literally what you want to do in life. If you can't do one little simple commission, what the fuck hope do you have in your actual job, you fucking nigger? Also, I love you. It's called tough love, Dreamy. Luke says, yep, trannies hate themselves, Lou. Yeah, they do. They hate themselves and they want to project that pain onto everybody around them. I know their type. Whatever. Probably improves the quality of Biz, to be honest. Who cares? We'll move on to the Iranian missile drone launches that was happening yesterday. You might be like, Lou, where was your show yesterday, Lou? Well, I wanted so badly, so badly. I wanted to do a show about Iran attacking Israel. I wanted it so badly to be a something burger. I had the buns in my hand, and I was looking and looking for that meaty substance within the patties. But sadly, it was just a nothing burger full of nothing. And I took a bite out of it, and there was just nothing in there. And I can't make a show out of fucking nothing, so. nothing happened, guys. It was just a volley of missiles that all got intercepted by the missile defense system. You know what this was, guys? You know what I realized this was? This was an attack like any other Hamas attack before it that we've witnessed. In fact, I would say there have been Hamas attacks that were even worse than this attack by Iran, like 10 times worse. The only difference between those attacks and this attack is the normies that are behind us now. You know what this was, guys? This was all the normies getting excited that Israel was getting bombed. We've seen this a million times. The normies never have. The normies have never been woken up enough to see Israel getting bombed by Hamas or these people and been on the side to cheer for it. But strangely enough, we're in this weird fucking timeline where normies are waking the fuck up. And normies see Israel getting what they get, getting their just desserts. And so all of a sudden there's this like wave of everyone wants to see Israel get bombed. But then it just gets intercepted like every time before it. And we just continue on like normal. It's just, I want so badly for something to happen, but something needs to happen for that to happen. This Netherlands Anon OP says, Iran launches slow-moving drones and missiles across rather large distance. Israel easily intercepts almost all of it. Minimal casualties. People in the West celebrating this and calling Iran a nothing burger. Am I the only one that thinks it's not over yet? To me, it feels like Iran was just testing out Israel's defense capabilities. Like a calibration test. Dude, shut the fuck up. Iran was testing their defenses. Shut up! Dude, we all know their defenses. They have the stupid Iron Dome. And we all know how to beat it. Dude, anyone with two brain cells to rub together could tell you how to beat the fucking Iron Dome system. It's not complicated or rocket science. You shoot dummy missiles at it. You use those dummy missiles to deplete the rockets. And then you shoot real missiles at it. It's not even like a fucking... It's not even like top secret information or hidden from with our government. It's just obvious. It's just fucking obvious. I feel like my government could try me for treason for saying such things, even though it's so blatantly fucking goddamn obvious. This Britbong says, it's all theater. And that is what it is. It's all theater. It's all theater. I feel like, I bet Israel almost wanted some of the missiles to hit so that they would have justification for starting more shit. I mean, just out of this small missile strike that did no damage, people are saying it hit a military base. Give me the links. Give me the links, you fuckers. Just bullshit lies. So that Netanyahu can claim even more power. Netanyahu got war powers out of this attack. So Netanyahu has even more power to do even more bullshit because of this attack on them. It was a big nothing burger. It was smaller than other attacks I've seen, but now Netanyahu has even more power out of it. So it's all a game. And the Jews aren't losing yet. I want them so badly to lose. But don't get lulled into a sense of like false confidence. It's just normies waking up to the Jew menace. Don't become a normie. Don't be a normie, you fucks. You gotta stay. You are the chaos on the sidelines, not the fucking normies on the front lines. Wake up. This Swedish Anon says, in a nutrition war, a drone costs something like $500 to make with Chinese lawnmower motor. Israel spends $50,000 per missile to intercept. America pays for it with more inflation until the bubble bursts. I agree, dude, but those drones, from what I heard, those drones were intercepted by our fucking fighter jets. They were not in, the drones were not intercepted by missiles. The drones were intercepted by our fighter jets. And if our fighter jets shot missiles to take those drones out, that was incredibly fucking expensive, man, and way more than $50,000 a missile. Remember when they shot missiles at that fucking balloon that was above the United States and then they were saying how much that costed us? Okay, well think of that times 10, times 20, times a million. Jamal says 8 ballistic missiles hit the airbase, but I don't know the damage assessment.
Yeah, and I see no fucking pictures of it or damage of it, and I just hear Israel talking about it, so if Israel's saying something happened and I don't see anything happening, I don't know, I don't trust Jews. They probably just want justification for starting more shit with Iran. Whatever, it was a nothing burger and nothing happened, and I want something to happen, but until something happens, nothing's happened. Next thread. Is Bidenomics working? People buying $200 million a month in gold at Costco, Webm related. It's a guy buying a $2,400 piece of gold. It's a very tiny gold bar, probably very heavy for how tiny it is. Oh, it's a chink. It's a Chinaman. It's a Chinaman getting paid by China to fuck up America. Go fuck yourself. Bet that's gold foiled lead from China, this American says. Dude, if that was gold foiled lead from China, Costco would be getting such shit. Costco buys bulk, and it's a, I mean, I don't like big corps, but it's such a big corp that I don't, that would be such a damn scandal, man. That'd be a big scandal, but sure, test it. I mean, always test your shit. It's not hard to test a little piece of gold. Just kind of make it not look as nice, whatever. This Finnish non says gold is skyrocketing, paper money and bits and computer will be worthless when wars really start, and those things are starting soon. I agree, and I think when the internet is cut, when either the cable is cut or the government just cuts the internet so we can't access the internet because of war times or whatever the excuse is, that's when internet money, crypto will really tank when that happens, because that's going to show the fragility of cryptocurrency. Miss Dreamy says, how much is a gold bar? For this tiny little gold bar this guy has in his hands? This tiny little gold bar right here, it's probably about, I don't know, 5 millimeters thick, 6 millimeters thick of gold. This little tiny domino of gold, it's probably fifth the thickness of a domino. And it's almost $3,000. So yeah, it's a lot of money, Dreamy. A gold bar would be probably over $100,000, Dreamy. If you were to get like an actual bar of gold, an actual gold bar, that'd be like $100,000, probably. Lots of money. Probably more than that. $2,400 for 1 troy ounce. Yeah, nuts. Dreamy says, oh Jesus, that's expensive. It is, and that's why a lot of people take up gold panning as a hobby, or they'll go out and look for gold. Especially if you're in like a California type area, or on the West Coast. A lot of people take up gold panning, gold digging, gold sleuthing as a hobby because it's very profitable. I don't know if it's as profitable as a job, maybe some days, but as a hobby, it's profitable and fun. Whatever, gold's going to retain its value. Actual metals and substances like copper will retain their value, whereas money will not. Money will continue to depreciate in value until we solve the debt crisis, which right now looks like it will not be solved, but everything comes to a head, and when it comes to a head, it'll get solved one way or another, either by the banks merging into a single bank and everything getting reset, the Great Reset, which is very possible, or something else will happen, hopefully the something else. I hope it's some version of my fuse system. Just, it doesn't have to be exactly the same, just something similar to that. Just some new system. Not capitalism, not corporate welfare, not socialism, a new hybrid system that's like a multi-tiered stock market, something like that. We need a multi-tiered stock market. We need multiple exchanges, not a single fucking exchange. It's bullshit. It's any type of monopolization needs to be completely barred from happening. It cannot be allowed to happen. Any type of monopoly must be prevented. Okay, on to the finale of the day. This is crazy. 40K, Warhammer 40K, added female Adaptus custodians. The last uncucked hobby has fallen. Many said it would never happen. Some said it was inevitable. Is it truly over for the white man? This is political because the reason they added this was because of pressure from leftists. We have female custodes, guys. We have fucking female custodes. To become a female custodian, you would have to go through the same process as a male Astartes, which is literal torture. It's literal, it is physical torture. For a female to survive that physical torture and abuse and then end up sterile, because that's what happens, you literally end up sterile. So you're taking away everything it is to be a woman and you're going through immense torture, all to become sterile. Why? So you can have a female custodes? It's so stupid. It's so dumb and stupid and lore breaking. It is degrading to women. It's almost a joke in and of itself to women. It's stupid. Why would a woman even want this? This is what trannies want, not what women want. This is dumb. First post in the 40K thread is an American saying, "Personally, I think men should just invade women's spaces like this." Green text, but trannies. Not trannies, men. Like, men should just start invading women's spaces, like just go in the women's bathroom. I do that already, dude. I already do that. You cucks should join me. Just fuck it. Fuck you. Dude, when I went to that anime con, the men's bathroom was closed, so I went into the women's bathroom to brush my teeth, and there was some tranny standing next to me freaking out that I was in the women's bathroom. They were, like, making all these weird body motions and stuff, and I, like, looked over at him, and I was like, "Are you okay?" And they just kind of looked at me, and then, like, I don't know, they were very uncomfortable and awkward. Like, what the fuck? I'm brushing my teeth, I'll be right out. Like, calm your tits. This European says, "As long as my sister army remains dick-free, I'm okay with it." He's saying, as long as my sisters is a faction in Warhammer, it's the female, it's basically this, it's Astartes, it's female Astartes, but it's actually in canon. They're like the nuns of the Warhammer universe, and they have their own fucking faction, and they're awesome. They're fucking awesome. They're so cool. Sisters of Battle are so fucking cool, and they're female. Why can't you just be happy with that? They're so fucking cool. Sisters of Battle are fucking cool. Their backstory is fucking awesome. Sisters that betray the Emperor or go against their faith, they literally have to, like, take their armor off and don special armor that you're more likely to die in just to prove that they're repenting. They're like the Sisters Repentia and shit. It's so fucking awesome and cool. There's so much cool shit that involved the Sisters. Jamal says, "Canada's getting rid of men and women's restrooms and new construction." Full Kool-Aid over there. They're doing euthanasia. They're pushing euthanasia on their own population. They're fucking, as they promote immigration in mass. I would hate to be a Canadian. I don't know what you guys are thinking. Have fun. Warhammer 40,000 is now compromised. Adaptus Custodes now are mentioned to have females join its ranks. And then it puts a little excerpt from the new book where it has Custodian Calides Tardovilia, or whatever, Kesh, stood upon the bridge of a Cobra class destroyer, the Vigilant Flame. I mean, we already have female Inquisitors. There's already female Inquisitors. Dude, a female Inquisitor is above an Adaptus Astartes. Like, what the fuck, dude? We already have strong, powerful women's above Astartes. It's just so unnecessary and stupid. It's so stupid. It's just they take and they take and they take and they take. This Xenon says, "Who the fuck cares? We have Adaptus Sorietas and they're way more badass than the fucking Custodes from Terra. Also, any human is welcome in the Forces of Humanity." Forces of Humanity are like the Imperial Guard, which the Imperial Guard are awesome. I love the Imperial Guard, and he's right. People get mad when he puts female Imperial Guardsmen out, but in reality, Imperial Guard are so mass conscripted. I mean, they recruit by the billions. You think they're not gonna be some fucking females in there? I guarantee you there's full female Imperial Guard squads. It's just, their whole thing is throw more men at it. And women. I don't care. That doesn't bother me. But it does bother me when Custodes and Space Marines, specifically, their lore is so male-centric. It just, you can't have fucking females. It doesn't slot into that slot. It specifically goes against the meaning of the characters. "No, not my heckin' video game, Mom. Look what they did to my precious video game." that's how I feel at all times. This American says, 40 years of history developing canon. Woke trash comes in to add theirs 40 years later. Everyone sticks to the 40 years pre-woke trash. Just don't embrace this. Just fight against it. continuously fight. This American says Warhammer's been cucked for a while now. Slightly. They do post tranny paint schemes to their Twitter and stuff, but that's... It's like if you're a tranny and you want to paint your army in tranny colors, whatever, man. It's your fucking army and it's my right to make fun of your stupid tranny colored army. But when you start changing the lore at a base level, you're going too fucking far. You're crossing some lines. This German says the figurines are too expensive in the hobby, too niche. This will backfire hard. I agree. And I mean, Warhammer is so niche. You have to buy the plastic model kits, which are already super expensive. They're so expensive for plastic. It's literally pressed plastic. You're paying top dollar for. And then you get this plastic, and then you have to build it into what you want it to be, and it's hard. And then you have to paint it, and it's even harder. So it gets, like, each step is harder than the previous step. So yeah, it is a niche army, but it is worth it when you're done. It's very nice and satisfying. This German says they want to destroy their fan base and replace it with women and trannies. Seems dumb to me. Well, it's just the lingering ESG bullshit, man. They want stock market money. They want stock market money. That's what it's about. Dio says, yes, Lou, I've been hearing this bitching for at least 5 years, and I'm not involved with 40K at all. I have too, man. It's slowly been seeping in there, and I agree, but it's not been... They've never changed the lore. They've always stuck behind... They've always had an outlet for that, okay? We have the Adaptus Serietis. We have Guardsmen. There's just other avenues for women and trannies to get... trannies have a whole chaos god devoted to them. Trannies have a whole chaos god, a whole sect of chaos. They have an army just for them, just for fucking trannies. It's so, I don't get why you also have to have the Space Marines too. You gotta have everything. That's what pisses me off about trannies. It's like, you have the victory. You have everything you want, and you want more. That's why you piss people off. Samarica says, expecting anything less from Games Workshop. They just continuously over and over again fuck their own audience in the ass. But 3D printing is becoming better and better and better. And we are reaching an age where they are getting fucked. Warhammer is getting fucked. And this is not the right path. And this will blow up in their faces. And 3D printing will make it all the worse for them. And that's the show. Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. You please have a wonderful day. Please like, comment, subscribe. Love you all. Goodbye.
This is Jonathan Greenblatt, the CEO of the Anti-Defamation League, an organization that claims to be combating anti-Semitism, but what it really is a Zionist propaganda arm. It's a lobby for the Israeli state, and one that has a lot of influence over the U.S. government. And the ADL has been really big on pushing for more TikTok censorship because there's so much criticism of Israel here on this app. And I think it's very likely that they're one of the lobbies behind this bill that's now being pushed through Congress, which threatens to ban TikTok. Listen to this leaked audio clip of Jonathan Greenblatt from about 5 months ago. So there you go. You have Jonathan Greenblatt openly calling for Israeli lobbyists to put their energy towards censoring pro-Palestinian content on TikTok, towards making sure that young people continue to support Israel. And now a few months later, you have a TikTok ban being pushed through Congress. I mean, it's pretty obvious what's going on here. Our politicians are nothing but corrupt puppets of the corporate lobbyists who control them and pay for their campaigns. These lobbying groups are the ones who are really driving U.S. policy, and right now they're driving the TikTok ban.